from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is a happy 816 day.
Yeah, happy 816 day to everybody listening, even in the 913, right? Yeah. Like, as we talked about yesterday, it's okay, like, to celebrate 816 day, even if you do live in the 913, because we're all part of Kansas City. And we're doing a Kansas City History Night for 816 day coming up on September 26th, actually, my podcast partner, Diane Houston, and I. We're taking our history podcast on the road to Kelly's, okay? Ooh. September 26th, it's a Thursday night, and we're going to do a trivia night to benefit the Westport Historical Society, because we're our history podcast. You can sign up at Westport. Let me see. What is this? This is a big website address, Diane. Westport this. WestportHistorical.org/events. I'm like, Westport this? What? WestportHistoricalKC.org/events. Sign up September 26th. It's $25 a person. It includes snacks from Guy's Deli, drink specials, chance at all kinds of Chiefs prizes and things of that nature. And we'll be there hanging out. It starts at 6:30. So get on down to Kelly's on September 26th. Mac, I expect you there. I know you're a big trivia buff, and especially a history buff.
Oh, of course. Sounds like Bob's not going to be doing the show on the 27th of September.
No, I'll be there. I'm fine. I'm an adult.
Okay. This is 96.5 The Fan, Fesco and Dusty with executive producer Mac Morey here on a Friday. Or a
Friday.
There you go.
Friday.
But it is 816 day, which this is kind of funny. Our text line, 913-586-7965. Don't worry, in September on the 13th, we will do a 913 day.
That's right. And so, we will celebrate beige and silver minivans.
And carpool lanes. And Starbucks
and
coffees.
And Starbucks coffees. Yeah. And pumpkin spiced everything.
And Stanley's.
And Uggs.
I like Uggs. I might get a pair.
All right,
Rosé and Stanley's.
Yeah. Yes.
What's wrong with rosé?
Yeah.
No, it's just nothing.
The rosé in Stanley's.
In Stanley's,
yeah, absolutely.
That's, in the carpool lane.
In the carpool lane. In your silver minivan while wearing Uggs. Telling people you have a pumpkin spice latte.
I might have kids if that's the case.
Yeah.
No, but it is 816 day, so chime in. Today, our first 816 day is iconic foods of 816.
Iconic foods of Kansas City. I think the most iconic food really is the burnt end, right? I mean, there's no question about it. It is indigenous to Kansas City. People have tried to copy it in other markets and other places. It just doesn't work as well. To me, there's nothing more iconic in Kansas City than the burnt end. When somebody comes to Kansas City, what do I need to eat? Smokehouse barbecue, burnt ends. Boom, book it, done.
Yeah, I mean, I remember, I just did it like last week. Whenever I would work at Jack Stack, you know, obviously an iconic restaurant in Kansas City, kind of known for its thing. There's ones in Kansas and Missouri. People would come in. I'd get business guys on trips all the time. Obviously, Oracle is right down the street from where I worked, formerly known as Cerner. And you'd have guys come in and be like, hey, yeah, I'm flying in from out of town. I don't know what to order. I'm like, brisket, burnt ends, or just go all burnt ends. It's kind of a Kansas City staple. What is a burnt end? I'm like,
a delicious piece of meat.
I always describe it as meat candy.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's a nice char on the outside, tender, juicy in the center, barbecue sauce. It's great. I'll bring you a little sample. I'd give it to him. Yeah, whatever the meal is with that, I'll take it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reason why at Joe's KC, they only do it on Wednesdays.
Right.
There's a reason why at Q39, they only have, you have to order a certain platter to get the burnt ends. Another iconic food that I had was Town Topic.
Oh, that's another good one. Yeah.
You know, it's Andy Reid's favorite hamburger. That guy's a connoisseur of food. He's a foodie. And, that's one of his favorite burgers in the 816. And it's one of those kind of, you know, a lot of people say, oh, it's great if you're, you know, tossed at 1 o'clock and you're downtown.
Man, we took the kids there before the ballet on Christmas Eve 1 year.
Yeah, dude.
It's great. They had
great
pie.
Parenting. Yeah. And I guarantee you they loved it. I guarantee your daughter's like, this burger's great, yeah, Dad. Can you make one of these on the Blackstone? Similar, but not.
You can't duplicate that. Nah.
You can. What is it? Often implicated, never duplicated.
That's right. Yes.
Yeah.
Often imitated.
Imitated. Yes.
That's the Hooters. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We do smash burgers on our Blackstone. It's very good. And then the other one that I think is maybe not as iconic as most people think, but Kansas City kind of has a lot of good, like, authentic street style tacos.
Oh, San Antonio's down in the KCK area. Yeah, yeah.
Remember
was that where that came from?
Oh, yeah. Our buddy Aussie brought him up.
Oh, God.
And what's crazy
for 2 weeks, it smelled like onion in here.
We did our job.
Yeah.
We did our job. Like, we literally, he brought it up. I gave two to Rob. I gave two to Carrington. JT had two. And then, we threw it away in the outside trash. Dude, authentic street tacos, man. They got that onion. They got that pico. They got the sauce.
My God, for 2 weeks, this place smelled like onion.
It was brutal.
Oh, it was awful. But they're so good. Like, San Antonio's is the best by far, I think, anyway. I mean, we love going down
there on a
Saturday.
You got to take it easy on the orange sauce, though.
Oh, it's good.
Just a couple of dribbles. That's all you need.
I pour that on, brother. Oof. Oh, I love it.
I feel bad for you the next morning.
So good. Well, I feel bad for me every day.
So if any listeners want to bring up some San Antonio's today.
Yeah, we'll be more than happy to eat it.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, though. I'm going to say iconic food, and I want to throw one out there. I've never had it. I don't think you've ever had it, Mac. I guarantee you've never had it, but people talk about it all the time. In a Tub Tacos. Is that considered an iconic food? Everybody talks about
it. Up north, I think it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, it's like their thing.
Right.
But I'm not driving up north to get In a Tub.
Right. Exactly. Right.
I mean, I will try it. I'm not against anything, but the powdered cheese kind of, I'm afraid it's going to like cake in my mouth. You
it
know
will.
What I mean by
yeah,
that?
No, I understand. Yeah.
And
I
that kind of freaks me out, but I mean, I'll try it.
You'll try it, right? Yeah. And you know, Tammy from the Westons always like, you got to come up and eat these In a Tub. I'm like, well, why? I'm up there, I'm going to the airport. I'm probably not going to get the tacos and you fart on the plane.
Oh, no.
From the 816, iconic foods in Kansas City, In-N-Out.
Mm-hmm. Okay. My former general manager and friend Robin says cheesy corn only in Kansas City.
Is that only in Kansas City? Cheesy corn
she
thing?
She knows this stuff.
It probably is only in Kansas City.
Yeah.
I know, I've never really looked outside the area for cheesy corn. You know,
shout out Robin.
I don't barbecue outside of Kansas City. We do it the best. Why would I want to do it anywhere else?
I do it in Carolina when I go because I love a pulled pork coleslaw sandwich.
Yeah, you go to Carolina a lot.
I used to. But we went 7 years in a row to Myrtle
Beach.
Wow,
really?
We'd get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, get in the Chevy Astro van. And head east.
How long did it take you to drive
there?
We would
stop in Nashville.
Okay.
Shout out, Mac.
Did you hang out with him when you were down there?
He wasn't even alive. We would stop in Nashville or Asheville. There's like a bunch of Vills.
A lot of Vills in Tennessee.
Asheville's great, too.
Yeah, we'd either stop in Asheville or Nashville. We'd get up the next morning at 8. Of course, I was a little kid. I'd put on the swim trunks, go down to the hotel pool, cannonball swim.
Of course,
my parents loved it. We were out of the hotel room. We were out of the car. They got to have their time to just
decompress, right?
And then we go back up, fall asleep, get up the next morning, take this whatever drive it was, and get to Myrtle Beach around 4:30, 5 o'clock at night, go straight to the beach, and it was on, baby.
If you have young kids, the best vacation for you is to get a hotel in Overland Park or Independence or Blue Springs that has a pool and just go there for a week. It saves you a lot
kids.
Of money, and that's all the kids want is where's the pool? Okay.
Right.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.